It's Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The AI surge continues, open source, Watson X, Slack GPT, and Copilot impacting businesses and sparking debate. And Colonial Pipeline revisited. Ransomware impact widens as the workforce gap grows and security remains challenged. This is the Business of Tech. I like grouping stories to see the trends, and with Google doing their I.O. event today, and my expectation of a lot of AI stories coming from that, I wanted to clear the decks of my other AI threads. First, let's mention the Moat email. What's that? It's a leaked memo written by Google software engineer Luke Cerno that starts with, "We have no moat, and neither does OpenAI." It's referencing the idea of a defensive differentiation of products by having a moat. The memo highlights the quiet development of open source algorithms in AI, bringing innovations like language models on phones, multimodality, and the potential for faster iteration on smaller models. A core concept here? Owning the ecosystem of developers. Also of note, news that OpenAI lost $540 million last year and will need as much as $100 billion more in funding even after the $10 billion from Microsoft in January. IBM announced Watson X, an AI platform for business, which uses those open source models and customizes them with specialties in domains and provides a toolkit for governance. Microsoft 365 Copilot is getting a further rollout. It's now moving to an invite-only stage of 600 global customers, up from the initial 20. There's new features too, bringing Copilot to Whiteboard, adding DALL-E to PowerPoint, and adding Copilot to Outlook. Slack showed off an early version of its Slack GPT, which offers assistance to users on the tone or length of messages and can attend huddles for a user and summarize the meetings. No release date yet. And if you think this isn't a big deal yet, the Pentagon does. Defense Department's Chief Digital and AI Officer said he worries about the profound havoc such tools could wreak across society. Quote, "I'm scared to death," end quote, about how people might use ChatGPT and other consumer-facing AI agents, Greg Martel said on Wednesday. Why do we care? So there's two levels to my thinking on AI. First, there's the tactical of knowing what's happening to keep up with what the potential solutions to take to market are. Customers are looking to providers to answer the question of what's possible. They're also looking to answer why, and that's the second level. Is all this AI unleashed on the world a positive force? Well, equipping a podcast won't answer that question. But the question itself clouds that it's far more complicated than that. Some cases, yes, and others, no, and it will ultimately be complex and messy. Complex and messy is also code for interesting and profitable, with no single answer, which is prime space to build solutions beyond technical. It's worth revisiting Colonial Pipeline, and Axios just did. The critical difference between that incident and others, Colonial themselves did the shutdown, not Russian hackers. The ransomware only infected computers tied to the pipeline's billing systems, but Colonial has said it decided to stop the flow of fuel through the pipeline as a precaution to prevent the file encrypting malware from spreading to its operations. And in related news, investigators weren't able to get information on the history of police calls to the home of a mass killing suspect due to a ransomware attack that knocked Dallas government computers down. Law enforcement officials told Rebecca Lopez of news channel WFAA in a story this weekend. Police and fire leaders in the same city, meanwhile, said that response times had slowed. Officers are relying on backup plans, like resorting to using pen and paper during system outages. I did want to follow up on the story I reported about the German police seeking homicide charges in a ransomware attack. They opted against doing so in the end, due to inconclusive evidence. We're not any better on security talent. The global cyber workforce reached an all-time high of 4.7 million people last year, up about 11% from 2021, a study from nonprofit ISC Squared found. But the workforce gap, the expected shortfall in filling new roles, grew more than twice as much at 26%. Finally, a security note for you. Microsoft will be throttling traffic from unsupported and unpatched Exchange servers starting today, impacting on-prem servers connecting to Exchange Online. Why do we care? We're well into societal impact on security, and thus the responses are proportional. This reinforces for me the language required to convey security to companies. It's about impact. Avoid technical language and speak in simple, practical, and impactful terms. Use concrete examples, model the impact, and recognize it's part of the technology spend, not the whole spend. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, National Receptionist Day. Take an extra moment on the phone when calling in, thank your own, and pay attention to the ones at your customers. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit msp.radio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.